And now, recorded live from the Flight Wisdom Summer Palace, this is the Flight Wisdom Briefing. This is the infrequent flyer sitting in for the vacationing Flight Wisdom Guru with briefing number 12. Ryanair, Europe's most popular bargain basement airline, has suspended its in-flight mobile phone service. This service, provided by On Air, had been terminated by On Air. While Ryanair is searching for alternate providers, we here at Flight Wisdom are pleased that the skies will remain silent a bit longer. Speaking of Ryanair and silence, Ryanair is planning on starting its own online travel community. Ryanair has publicly stated that it is Ryanair policy not to waste time and energy corresponding with idiot bloggers. They still do not wish to engage with bloggers or any members of the public, online or otherwise. This new community will not help passengers or answer questions, but will allow customers to offer recommendations and comments on attractions at Ryanair's destinations. We fully expect them to stifle any discussion on the airline itself. Porter Airlines this Wednesday celebrated its inaugural flight from its base at Billy Bishop Toronto City Airport and Sudbury, Ontario. The service includes one daily round trip using their signature Bombardier Q400 turboprop aircraft. Complimentary Porter Airlines shuttle buses will offer a short transfer to the city center. The California Supreme Court ruled that Hare Krishna's and 15 other organizations that regularly solicit money at LAX Airport are not protected by free speech and are violating the airport's panhandling ordinances. In the meantime, we'd like you to have this flower from the Religious Conscious Church. SkyService, a Canadian charter airline, filed for receivership and shut down Wednesday. The company flies on behalf of tour operators from various Canadian airports to various holiday destinations. No further flights were set to leave out of Canada now that the busy March break is over, but many passengers who have yet to return are now stranded. Hopefully, the tour operators will be doing something about that. The closure will result in the loss of 860 jobs. The National Post of Toronto reports that WestJet may downplay its long-announced partnership with Southwest Airlines in favor of one with Delta Airlines. Southwest's arrangement with the airline was announced in July of 2008, but has been put on hold several times and now is not set to start for at least another year. New WestJet CEO, Greg Sereski, has indicated an interest in focusing on partnering with other airlines. WestJet may be set to get 5 slots at LaGuardia from Delta Airlines in its slot swap proposal with U.S. Airways. Cape Air and American Airlines have launched a marketing partnership out of St. Louis's Lambert Airport. Beginning April 6th, passengers will be able to purchase flights out of St. Louis to Cape Girardeau, Missouri, Quincy, Illinois, and Marion, Illinois, in conjunction with connecting American Airlines service. Cape Air also announced expansion of its relationship with JetBlue Airways. Currently, JetBlue codeshares on Cape Air flights out of Boston. Now, through Cape Air or Expedia, you can book a connecting itinerary via San Juan, Puerto Rico, to St. Croix, St. Thomas, Tortola, Vieques, Mayaguez, or Ponce. Manchester, England will become the first regional airport to see regular scheduled service on the Airbus A380 Super Jumbo. Emirates Airlines, who operates 2 daily flights from Manchester to Dubai, will replace one of its Boeing 777 aircraft with the A380, increasing capacity by about 75 seats. Aer Lingus's new regional service, operated by carrier Air Aram, began operations on Sunday. The new service, featured on 12 routes, allows Aer Lingus to operate frequencies on routes not possible with its own aircraft, the smallest of which is an Airbus A320. U.S. Airways launched its promised in-flight internet product with GoGo in-flight Wi-Fi going into service on 5 Airbus A321 aircraft. By June 1st, all 51 Airbus A321s in their fleet will be equipped, but not until late June will passengers be able to determine if Wi-Fi will be on their flight when booking. Frontier Airlines announced the arrival of its newest Airbus 320. The new aircraft, the first of the 3 new A320s, arrived at its Denver hub with Ozzy the Orca already painted on the tail. Frontier is a subsidiary of Republic Airlines Holdings, along with Midwest Airlines. There is talk that Republic may eliminate one of the brand names and specific quirks, such as the Midwest cookie. And now, our top story. American Airlines and JetBlue Airways announced an interline agreement today. As part of the agreement, JetBlue will transfer 12 slot pairs at New York's JFK Airport to American, who will transfer 8 pairs at Washington National Airport and 1 pair at White Plains Airport. Passengers will be able to transfer at JetBlue's Boston and New York hubs to American flights to 12 of American's international destinations. More analysis and details on this will be available on the Flight Wisdom blog at blog.flightwisdom.com. But we do wonder about this new move of airlines to trade slots at airports. Will we see a future where airlines have eventually agreed to divide the nation up into markets each airline can dominate, limiting competition? Will there be a return to pre-deregulation pricing? What do you think? We want to hear from you. Links to press releases and articles referenced can be found in the notes for each briefing on our website. If you have a story you'd like to hear on the Flight Wisdom briefing, please contact us at blog.flightwisdom.com/contact or on Twitter at Flight Wisdom. This has been Flight Wisdom Briefing number 12, released April 1st, 2010. You are now free to move around the internet. Ding! We here at Flight Wisdom are